Hi Judy, how are you
Hey.
doing?
Yes, I'm tired because of the work.
Oh, do you just finish work or what?
I finished work a couple hours ago, and then I went to the gym to work out.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's good. That's actually quite a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
So at least like you're not just mentally tired, you're also like your body is tired and then you probably go to sleep better too.
Yes,
Right?
yes.
How many times do you go to the gym? Like each week?
I go to the gym like twice a week.
Do you go with like a trainer?
Oh, the personal trainer. I
Yes.
used to have, yeah, but now I don't have the trainer.
Do you like attend classes or like do you like lift weights?
Oh, I do the lift weight.
Wow, you do weight lifting.
Yeah, weight lifting.
Weight lifting. Wow, that's pretty hard actually. That's not easy, right? Good. All right, so thanks for being here today, although you're tired. Okay, so this is part of the Business English series, and let's have you read out the title for me, please. Here.
Yeah. Dealing with invoice and payment.
Dealing with invoice and payment. Do you have to deal with that at work?
No, I don't do.
No? You don't have
Yeah.
to deal with money?
Yeah, I don't
Buying
need.
things. Really? Wow. Good for you because like this is quite tricky sometimes. Like you know
Yeah.
anything that has got to do with money, like accounting can be a little frustrating for some people. All right. So let's take a look at this. Wait. So before we begin, as a warm up, let's have you take a look at this picture, describe it, and tell me what do you think is happening here. Okay.
Yeah, I think the woman is happy and she is looking at the computer and she is dealing with something with money, so in the picture
She
there are
she's
lots.
dealing with something related to money.
Oh, yeah, related to money. So the picture has it, there is a lot of money in this picture. That is her imagination.
Imagination. Okay, well, why do you think she is smiling? And you have like all this money floating in the air, right?
Floating in
Okay, well, what do you think is happening here? Why is she smiling and you have all this money floating in the air? She's looking at the, what is this?
air. Yeah, at the computer.
At the computer screen. Okay, at the monitor.
And the monitor. Yeah.
Why does this make her happy? What do you think is making her happy, making her smile with that white green?
What? Yeah,
White green.
the reason, one reason I can think about is she earned something, and the notification showing on the screen.
She may be earning a lot of money. Okay, good, good. Or she may be imagining that she is earning a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at our class objectives today. Let's have you read this out for me, please.
Identify vocabulary in invoices. Remind customers about invoices and payments. Query about Invoices and payments.
Yeah, invoices. What is an invoice, Judy?
I think it's a kind of recipe.
Recipe for cooking?
Oh, not a re recipe. Receive.
A
Receive.
receipt.
Yeah, receive.
It's kind of different from a receipt. So an invoice is something that, for example, we send to our customer, right? So that we charge them this amount, so that they know that they are being charged this amount for something that they are buying. Okay, a receipt is something that we give to our customer when we have received payment. So invoice is before payment.
Oh.
And receipt is after payment.
Does it related to like the contract before payment?
Well, not like kind of like a contract, but like that this like a contract means there's an agreement, right? An invoice is the list of things that you are buying, the number of things, and how much they are. Okay, then you have like the payment details.
Oh.
So like you need to include all this information to your customer so that the customer can make payment to you.
I see.
So once you have received the payment, then you give out a receipt to your customer, right? So receipt over here, you see this, like so this comes with a P, but we don't pronounce the P, right? So
Okay,
receipt.
receipt.
All right, so we'll look more closely into this. All right, let's do it right now. Okay, so this is an example of an invoice. All right, so let's have you take a look at what we have here. This is the,
Oh, customer info.
so we have the,
Oh, banana.
oh, you can like tell me what this is. You don't have to read this out. What do you
Well,
think this is?
the company name and location.
And location, so the address, right?
Oh, the address.
So invoice number is based on like how many invoices you have written, you have issued. I try not to say, but like issue means you give out. To issue is to give out. So for example, like usually this is the year, and that usually is a pattern. Right, so a year, month, day, then maybe like the number at the end. So it depends on the company how they want to how they want to set the pattern for the invoice number. The invoice number could also be as simple as 001, okay, so that we know like which invoice number to refer to, right? Date of invoice, date payable. So date payable means that the customer has to pay the invoice by this date. So it's not paid yet. All right. So we have the items. This stand for
Quantity.
quantity, which tells us
The amount.
the amount. Unit price means like price of this for each of this. So total means this times this, right?
Yes.
And what is VAT?
Some kind of task.
Sure.
Task.
Yes. Some kind of tax. Yes. All right. So we have the subtotal from the two items plus the tax. Then this gives us like the total amount. All right. So let's take a closer look here. So the order reference number is actually like could be the same as the invoice number, right? And quantity. So this is the value added tax. And every country may have a different name for this, right? Or sometimes this can be called the sales tax. How much is the sales tax in Taiwan?
I'm not so sure.
Well, you're buying things sometimes, like 5%, okay? 5% sales tax. Okay, non-sufficient fund. Okay, means that when there isn't enough money, right? Account payable contact means that who is going to pay for this invoice? Who is the person in this company who's going to pay for this invoice? Okay, and how about this one? Cash on delivery. What does it mean? Can you make a guess?
The delivery fee.
Nope. Delivery fee will be like shipping fee, right?
Oh, yeah,
Or
shipping.
shipping for costs. Nope. Did we see it here? Let me see. No. Do we see another example? No. Okay, never mind. Cash on delivery means when you are, so like you are going to pay in cash when you receive the products. So you don't pay like by credit card, you don't pay by check, but you pay cash when you receive the items. This happens sometimes when you buy things online, right? Then you pay the money in cash to the delivery person, right? So that's cash on delivery.
Oh, I see.
And a business tip. Yep. So let's have you read this out for me, please.
NSF
Or we can just I can just say NSF.
check is dishonored check because the money in the account is insufficient to cover the amount for which the check is written
Written.
or written.
So we have like write, past tense,
Yeah, wrote.
wrote, and
Read,
PP, written.
read, listen.
Okay. So this is in the passive voice, is written. We don't know who writes it, but someone writes it. Okay. So this is when the check cannot be used because it's a dishonored check, meaning that like you can't use it because there is just not enough money in the account to pay for the amount, right?
Okay.
So this is also the reason why like some companies they prefer not to receive check. They would rather receive payment by cash or by bank transfers, right? And bank transfers nowadays are usually like immediate. Okay, you can receive it right away. Right?
By the way, I think recent nowadays there are few check, right?
Say
People now
what?
use
Yeah,
people use
I feel like people don't use checks as much anymore, right? There are so many different types of like digital payments. Right, or like cashless payments. So check is cashless, but check is also I think this is something that people used to do in the past for big amounts of money, but nowadays I feel that it's getting less and less popular. You're right. Okay, so with this let's have you take a look at these sentences or questions. And let's have you fill in the blanks. There's something that we didn't see here, but we can talk about it later. Okay. So let's have you take a look here and fill in the blanks for me.
Does the bill include VAT?
Number two.
I need your order reference to check your file.
To track your file, to track your file means like to find where it is, right?
The bill will be sent to your AP account, contacts.
Contact, AP contact. Good. Next one.
We offer COD service even for overseas shipments. Maybe.
So why do you need to charge $20 when something is not happening as it should? When there is a problem.
Oh, NSF checks are subject to a $20 charge. Oh.
Subject something is subject to, it means that when this happens, then this will be a re there will be a this results in this.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is subject to is used when there is a situation here. And with this situation, it will cause a consequence. And this is the consequence.
Oh, so
Okay.
it used to use in the negative scenario.
It's subject to, I think a lot of times it's used in a way where it's like a warning or a reminder to tell someone, to tell people that they have to do things in a certain way so that they don't get a penalty or they don't get a fine, right? So like in this manner, like NSF checks, right? So like when there isn't enough fund in your account, right? Then this will lead to a $20 fine. Not fine, but a charge, like an admin charge. Because like when the check gets bounced back, the bank will charge you some money for that, right? So like it's a reminder, like this is something. Oh, let me think. Is there like other examples that I can think of? I can't think of a I think like for example, when you borrow a book from the library, so you can say late returns are subject to how much penalty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or how much fine, right? Maybe like it's like an amount for a day that you're late for, right? Oh, sorry, late returns comes with an S. So like this is always like something that is undesirable, something that you shouldn't be doing, but if it happens, then this is the outcome. Okay.
Oh, okay.
SBN is actually like something that you see on the back side of a book. And it means like a standard book number. So this is
Oh.
the number that comes with the barcode on the back side of the books, of books in general. Okay. ETA? What does ETA stand for? Do you know that?
Expected on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Expected.
Yeah, some
Expected
on.
what? Is
Yeah,
it?
I just know ETA well used in the kind of daylight.
Well, the one that I know of is estimated time of arrival.
Oh, arrival.
Yeah, I don't know whether there is another meaning. Okay, maybe there is because I used to work in the airport, and
Oh.
that this is like the this is what ETA means, like in that situation. Let me see whether there's other situation. Yeah, this I think this is the first thing that I see here too. Yeah,
Yeah.
estimated time of arrival. So this happens a lot to like flights. deliveries. Okay. Or maybe like basically transport, like if you're waiting for a taxi or something, right?
Yeah, because sometimes my I've heard my manager asking when is the project when is the ETA of the project?
ETA of the project. ETA, estimated time of I don't I can imagine expected time, but I don't know what A is. Yeah, I'm curious. But maybe like they use it, they use this as a way to mean deadline. Yeah. But ETA means like estimated time of arrival for something to arrive. So something must arrive. Okay. All right. So over here, let's take a look at this email and let's have you read this out for me, please.
Dear Miss Wood, we do not appear to have received your payment for invoice number 2012-00037, which has been past due for 7 days. Please remit the full amount, 10,117 dollars
Hold
immediately.
on, hold on a second. Say that again.
10,117 dollars.
117. Okay, 10,170 dollars.
Dollars.
Yeah. So we say that it 10,170 dollars.
Oh, well, okay, $10,117 immediately. If your payment has already been sent, please ignore this reminder. Sincerely yours, Mark Peterson, Senior Credit Controller.
Okay, remit is a way to say sent officially, like to send your payment. Okay, people use this word remit when they are transferring money from one country to another as well. All right, a business tip here. Not really a business tip, it's more like a, like questions for you. Okay, so number one, what is the purpose of this email?
Oh, the purpose is to inform the due of the payment and ask for the money.
So that the purpose is
To inform the
to inform the recipient, okay, recipient, the person who received this email.
Oh, inform the
What?
recipient
About what?
the overdue of the payment.
Okay, that to inform the recipient of an overdue payment.
Oh, inform the recipient of an in overdue payment.
So you can just use like this as an adjective to describe payment. Okay, good. And what is the amount due?
Amount to is $10,117.
$70.
$70.
Okay. What might be the date of this email?
Seven days ago. Seven.
So like I'm assuming that like it's today, right? This email is sent today. So 7 days ago is,
Is 1 week.
which is, let me see. It's a little hard because like it's December 3rd. So a week ago is,
Oh, today is actually the actually today. Oh, okay.
What might be the date of this email?
No, November Well,
it's
chan
hard to
ti.
tell. Well, I think this is like, I think it means it's not so much of the email. I think like it should be what is the date of the invoice. I think that will make more sense, right? Because the email can be any day, right? Yeah, it can be today, but like I think like basically like it's asking about like the date between the email and when the invoice was due. Okay, so let's see if the email is today, right? The email is to like the email is sent today, or received today, then or rather sent today. I think that will be more accurate, right? Then the payment is actually due a week ago, right? Right, so over here, let's take a look at some expressions that we can use. So actually, you have seen here, there's the invoice number, which is very important because you want to be able to let your customer or even yourself to be clear on which invoice number you are referring to, right? And then you want to state the problem, right, which is an overdue payment, right? The amount, right? And also like give your customer some window. Okay, maybe they have already sent the payment, but you haven't received it. So just give them let me type this out. Benefit of the doubt. How do I even like describe this? Meaning that like maybe there is a chance that they have already done something, but you don't know yet. Right. So like you give like people like a space for them to be excused. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it sounds more polite actually because like you're not blaming them for not paying, but like maybe like it's your end. Maybe your end hasn't like there are things that are not processed on your end yet, right? So it sounds more polite. Okay, you're not accusing your client of not paying. Okay, until if they receive this and they're still not paying, then you can be stronger in your words, right? But not yet. Okay. So over here, let's look at some expressions on what we can use for asking for payment. All right. So let's have you read this out for me, please.
We do not appear to have received your payment for invoice number, which has been past due for
How long, right? And this.
to date, no payments have been received from you.
So this is when you're very sure that you didn't receive it. Okay. To date means that until now, right? And to this date, to the date today. Next one.
Invoice number is still outstanding.
Overdue, which means that it's not being paid yet.
The amount owed is long past due.
Okay, so like you're like it's late for a long time.
Okay. We assume this is an oversight on your part.
Maybe like your customer missed it, right?
Please remit the full amount immediately. We'd appreciate settlement within the next 7 days. If your payment has already been sent, please ignore this reminder or email.
So initially when you may say this, but like when after a few reminders you may say this, right? Then you may like continue up to like one of this, all right? Chasing for your money. Okay. So it really like your tone does matter, but you still want to be professional, right? Okay. So you can also warn your clients by saying when this is when things turn ugly, right? You don't want to say this in your first email, but leave it to the very last option. Okay. So let's have you read this out for me, please.
Please, pay your
Please
Is your money, or we'll proceed with legal action?
Or you can say, please pay the full amount immediately,
Oh, full
right?
amount.
Like this one here. Like this one here. Please remit the full amount immediately, or we'll proceed with legal action. We will have to carry out legal actions. Okay. Legal actions means that you need to get the lawyers involved. Okay. You may have to sue the person or the company. Okay. So over here, we have some expressions. They are related to what we talk about. And let's have you fill in the blanks. All right.
Okay. We do not appear to have received your payment for invoice number GE6012, which has been paid due for 7 days.
Number two.
To date, no payments have been received from you. Oh, teacher, I have a little question about number two. Can I replace to date with something like for now? For now, no payments have been received from you.
I would say like until now, that would sound until now.
Oh, okay. Until now. Okay.
Until now. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Invoice number AI1250 is still outstanding. We assume this is an oversight on your part. Please remit the full amount immediately. We'd appreciate a statement within 7 business days.
What's our correct settlement? Means to settle the payment. Okay, good. So 7 business days are, of course, that excludes Saturday and Sunday, right? Good. Any questions?
I have a little question about the remit. Can I replace two other words like
Replace this with other words.
replace these with other rule?
Like what other words?
Remit that
Do you have other words in mind? Or you can say pay. Please pay. Or you can say please make payment.
How do I say the word that like transform or
Transfer? Yeah, you can say transfer. You can say transfer.
transfer, like transfer money, like transfer amount.
Well, if you say transfer, you may want to like follow like please transfer the full amount. Then you want to add information, right? To then you want to write the account number, right? Yeah, you can do that. So like you can add in like the bank transfer, the transfer, or rather the bank details. This should be already available in a different section, but you can do that too.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, any other questions?
No.
So let's continue here. Let's take a look at this dialogue. Let's have so like we have two people here. I will read out the part for Peterson and you will read out the part for Wood. Okay. So this is a follow-up of the email, right? So Mark Peterson wrote an email to Laura Wood, right? So let me begin. This is Mark Peterson speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Lauren for Wood from Banana Smartphone. I'm calling about invoice number 20120037.
Yes, I see it here. It has been past due for 8 days.
We didn't settle the bill because there's a problem with your shipment. It was delayed and we just received it yesterday. Anyway, we promised to remit the amount by Monday.
I do apologize if that's the case. When we receive your payment, we'll send a confirmation for zero balance. Okay, so that is a reason we don't want to accuse the client of not making payment. There could be a reason behind that. All right, so like from the customer, how do we respond to invoice related questions? All right, so let's have you read this out for me, please.
You have invoiced
For it could be a time, okay, for how many days, but and what is this but? What do you think this can be?
but you don't pay yet.
Oh no.
You have to pay yet.
This is a customer, so you are paying, but you haven't paid. So this is the reason why you haven't paid.
Oh, I see.
So you have invoiced us for, and this can be the item, right? This can also be the item. The item that you are paying for, but you haven't paid because, but reason of not paying yet.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Okay, next one.
Yeah, I have queries about our invoice of like 7 days. I'm calling about the invoice number. I'm calling in connection with invoice number.
Yeah, it's the same, like just a different way of saying this.
We didn't settle the bill because some reason. Your check should be in the next computer run.
So like this is when like processing checks can be a problem because like it may not be immediate. It depends on the bank, right? Right, next one here.
According to our record, it was paid.
And you may want to write a date here, right?
Please update your records to show that our account has been paid in full.
So maybe like it's just not updated yet, but you have already made full payment. All right. So what is a zero balance? Okay, let's have you read this out for me.
Zero balance means that all required payments have been made on an invoice.
So you don't owe the company any money because you have paid in full. All right. Any questions?
No.
Okay, so let's continue here. All right. So let's take a look at this dialogue. All right. I'll read out the part for David and you will read out the part for Andy. Okay.
Okay.
David Fab speaking. What can I do for you?
Oh, hi, this is an Andy Lee for ABC Corporation. I'm calling for I'm calling for asking the invoice number
I'm calling to ask about.
to ask about the invoice number two oh one two oh one one.
Okay, yes, I see it here. It was past due for 12 days. How can you respond?
You have invoiced for invoice for 12 days invoice
Oh, you
due
are the
for
customer, okay? You are the customer now. Yeah, because like I sent you the invoice, but you haven't paid it for 12 and it's been overdue. It's been outstanding for 12 days. So you are the customer. You are going to tell me a reason. It could be you have already paid. It could be that you haven't paid and why? Okay.
Oh, okay. There is some mistake in our in our bank account. In our bank in
What does
our
it mean? What kind of mistake?
mistake in
You can say that there is a mistake in the invoice, right?
oh
In
in
the invoice. The unit, you can say the unit number we bought. There is a mistake in the quantity stated in the invoice.
Oh, stated in the invoice.
And that's why so you can ask that we would like you to update the numbers. Something like that, right? So like
Oh.
this is when this is not your fault, right?
Yeah.
And let's take a look at one other example. Okay, can you read this out for me, please?
Okay, according to our record, it was paid 11 days ago. Please check with the bank and update your records.
So like
Oh.
this could also be there isn't it's not like either party's fault. It's just the bank takes time to process it, right? Then you just need to get in touch with the bank for the latest update, right? Well, but the thing is with bank transfers nowadays, it should be pretty fast, right? Nowadays. Okay. So maybe we will see this situations less and less, right? Okay. So we are going to do a little practice. All right, we have four different scenarios. Let's have you pick one of this. We may be able to two like do cover like two or maybe three, I don't know, out of the four. Okay, let's have you pick one of this first.
Like number one.
Okay. All right, so let's have you read out this situation here.
You are an accounts payable clerk from DC Tours. Call Paul Smith and ask about invoice number 13120. The amount is wrong. It should be $12,500 instead of $13,000.
Dollars.
$7.
Okay, you are going to call the company for the mistake, right? So how are you going to put your sentences together?
I'm calling to ask the invoice number 13120.
Ask about invoice number. Okay.
Yeah,
All
one three
right.
one two oh. We found that the amount is wrong.
Stated in the invoice
Amount stated in
is
the
wrong,
invoice
or you can say incorrect.
is incorrect.
And in what way incorrect? So you may want to say it directly. Okay, it should be.
It should be 12,500 instead of $13,000.
And you may want to ask them to.
Please refine the investment and send me a new one.
Please update. But what word do you use just now?
Oh, refine.
Oh, no, not refine. You can't use the word refine. Refine is to make it better.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
and we're not like but we can't use it in this situation. situation when we are talking about numbers. Please
Oh,
update
okay.
or please amend, please correct, please
Oh,
amend or correct
correct.
the amount and send the new invoice to us, right? Something like that.
Okay.
Okay, so another example here is, okay, let's have you read this out for me, please.
I'm calling about invoice number XXX. I believe the total amount due should be $12,500 instead of $13,000. Please check and adjust the invoice.
Adjust the invoice. Yeah, I think our answer is better. Okay, good, good, good. Oh, you okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so let's have you pick another one.
Yeah, number three.
Number three. Okay, so let's have you read this out for me, please.
You work in a finance department at JP Electronics called
Patricia.
Patricia Wu to remind her to pay for invoice number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which was past due for 3 days.
Okay, so now you are a business, you're a company, sending a reminder to your customer about a payment, right? So you're also like calling the person, right?
I am finance department at JP Electronics.
So you say, I am Judy from
Oh, I'm Judy from the finance department at JP Electronics company. We found that the
this one first. I'm calling about.
I'm calling about the past due
Invoice number.
invoice number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is outstanding.
Which is which payment is outstanding?
Oh, which payment is
Yeah,
outstanding?
it's outstanding.
Is outstanding, and it was passed due for 3 days. Please remit the abatement immediately.
Please remit.
Oh, remit, yeah. Please
Remit
remit
the.
the payment immediately.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's take a look at the example here. So let's have you read this out for me, please.
Hi, I'm calling to remind you that invoice number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 was passed due for 3 days. Are there any problems?
So that can be something too. Just to find out if like whether like a customer has received your invoice, right? Or are there any issues with the invoice? All right. Good. Good. I think this is all the time we have for like these two cases. I will show you the rest so that you can take a look at the video, right? And also like take a look at like the case that you have here. And you can compare your answer or your response with the sample answer here. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll show you the other one too. This is the case. Also, like for a overdue invoice. And this is something that's more serious. Okay, fifth time. So like you want to like be firm in your response, right? Okay. So that's about it, Judy. That's the end of our class. So like we like in this class we have you identify like the different vocabulary and invoices. how you remind customers about invoices and payments, and how do you make inquiries about invoicements and payments, right? So a long list of words that we saw. Any questions before I end the class?
Oh, no, the word is familiar.
So thank you very much. I hope you're feeling okay. All right. So thanks for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed today's class and hope to see you again next time. All right. Thank you
Yeah, you
and good
too.
night. Bye bye.
Good night.